June 3. Will your thoughts bear inspection? The Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. 1 Chronicles 28:9. You must give an account to God of your thoughts, of your words, of your time, and of your actions. You can never enter heaven unless you enjoy the communion of God here below, for this is our fitting up place for heaven. God should be the object of the soul's highest reverence, love, and fear. This world is the only school in which you can receive a preparation for the higher grade. Those who do not love to retain God in their thoughts in this world, those who consider it irksome to be in subjection to God in this life, will never have enjoyment with Christ in the future life. The very things they choose and love here in self-pleasing are educating their taste so that heavenly discipline will be a restraint. Let your soul be brought under the discipline to God. He who created man, who paid such a price for his redemption, is greatly dishonored when man chooses a low earthly level, a life of frivolity and cheapness. All who are content to turn away from that knowledge which will make them wise unto salvation in this life and the future, who accept of earthly frivolous things, are feeding their souls upon brackish water. When Jesus Christ invites them, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink," John 7:37. Let your soul be absorbed in meditating upon the glorious truths contained in the Word of God, and you will have no constant craving for something which you are not. You will despise cheap, vain thoughts. You will ever be trying to meet the elevated standard of virtue and holiness which is kept before you in the gospel. You will seek for higher attainments in the divine life. Converse with God through the medium of His Word. By contemplating the lofty ideal He has placed before you, you will be uplifted into a pure and holy atmosphere, even the presence of God. When you abide here, there goes forth from you a light which irradiates all who are connected with you.